Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is a day of the week. First game versus the Cleveland Indians. A big four-game set between two first-place teams. Are the Indians still in first? Tied for first? Or are they still in first?
Whatever. I don't know. I can check.
Two playoff potential contenders. Those are all the words that sound good.
Nah, Indian, Twins are in first by half a game.
Nice. What about the loss column?
Loss column, the Indians are down one.
Nice. Okay. Well, Indians are a good team. They're coming to town. They're hot. Yanks are hot. Gonna be fun. Jake, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jim. I just told you briefly that I'm very excited for these games. I think these are gonna be the most intense games of the season so far. At the stadium, the Indians have been the best team in baseball for the past 2 months. I think basically since we saw them last, remember the Indians were 500, they were kind of struggling and they gave us their all, and we kind of just got out of there with that last game. I don't know. It's going to be interesting because they're hot. They're, like you said, they have now fully entered themselves as a contender in the East, or at least they want to believe so. They come to the stadium, and you wonder if the Yankees have memories from that Cleveland series, if they just kind of don't care at all, or what their mentality is, especially after just dominating the AAA Orioles.
Yeah. And the Indians just did lose a series to the Red Sox, so maybe that was a little come down after the big series versus the Twins. They had to
couple,
go play.
A couple tough losses in there, too. I mean, they had an extra innings loss, and then they just got beat down yesterday.
Gross. They are 6-4 in their last 10, 21-9 in their last 30. Yankees are 22-8 in their last 30. The Yankees fucking are real good, Jake.
Yeah, someone tweeted at me today that in the last 15 days, the Yankees are 14-2.
It's crazy. Oh, here's a huge stat. In one-run games, the Yankees are 13-13.
That's actually good.
It's pretty good, yeah. Ooh, extra innings. The Indians are 4-5.
Huge.
They suck.
Huge.
What a bunch of idiots. All right.
Losers.
Well,
how are you doing, Jim?
I got a headache right now.
Okay.
And I'm tired because I was in the sun all day. And I want to take a nap.
All right.
Is that okay?
Works for me.
Okay, cool. But first, let's talk about this lineup. DJ LeMahieu leading off. Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field. D.D. Gregorius at shortstop in the three-hole. Gio the God batting cleanup and playing third base. Gary Sanchez behind him catching. Gardner behind him in center field. Gleyber Torres in the seven hole playing second. Talk Man in left field batting eighth. And Mikey Ford is DHing and batting ninth. We're going with the opener. Chad will be the starter. We have not lost a Chad opener game in the history of Chad opener games.
Yeah, and Jim, I think we've got a special treat today because there's been a lot of talk about Chester. There's some Chimingo talk. I think we're going to eat some lasagna today, Jim.
You think it's Chad to lasagna?
I think so, right?
I thought I heard it was still going to be Nestor.
Nest Fest? I mean, there's a chance, I guess. But, I mean, if you brought lasagna up, what are we doing with them, you know?
It'd be cool to throw lasagna today. What'd you call it? Chazanya?
Chazanya.
Hey, what's that goo? Chazanya. I'll workshop that a bit. It didn't
we'll
really come off great.
Workshop it, and we'll get it back to you.
Yeah. Regarding Herman, Cashman wouldn't say if he had any kind of innings limit. That's a different conversation.
Thanks, Brian. What do you think about this lineup, Jim?
It's good. I mean, for Hicks, Voit, Edwin Encarnacion, Stanton, and all the rest being on the IL, it's a pretty decent lineup. We said this beforehand, and I said let's save that conversation for the show because I like everything. I don't even mind Gardner sliding up to put a lefty ahead of Glaber. I think I saw some people getting upset about Glaber being so far down. It's a deep lineup. I'm fine with it. Ford, one of these things does not belong here, and it's Mike Ford in the nine hole DHing.
Yeah, Jim, and I've got a couple things around that because, A, you know, we're a big fan of having a good nine hole hitter because you want it to set the table for the rest of the lineup. We've seen Glaber thrive there. We've seen Talkman thrive there. We've seen Gardy thrive there. Jim, the other thing is Ford's DHing today, which if we're going to do that, why not DH Judge or DH a player that could use the rest and have Cameron Maben play, you know?
Yeah, I'd rather just DH Maben.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. If you're going to do that, DH Maben. But, I mean, you know, we've talked about how much this team loves rest and everything. I mean, this seems like a quality opportunity to put Judge in the DH spot. You're not really losing that much with Cameron Maben in right field. He can still play out there. So I don't know. I mean, it's still being picky a little bit, and hopefully Mike Ford makes us look dumb.
Do it, Mike.
Do it, Mike. You won't.
Maybe he's got the best numbers ever versus Plutko. Maybe they went to high school together and they may have a deal.
Maybe.
Boone, I'm going to need you to play me. I went to high school with Plutko. We made a deal. If we ever saw each other in the bigs, he'd have to throw me meatballs only. You got to put me in the lineup.
Plutko stole his old girlfriend, and Ford was in there screaming, "You give me those at-bats today.
We got Plutko today." Oh.
Adam Plutko on the mound for the Indians.
Yeah, Plutko.
We saw him once.
It's like a Russian kind of saying Pluto.
Your name is Adam Plutko.
Lindor's leading off, playing shortstop. Allen.
Greg.
Greg. Playing center field. Santana at first base. Puig at right field. I got really excited when I wrote that into the lineup. I was like, dude, Puig's in the American League. Yeah. I get to watch Puig games.
Yeah.
At least for these four games. And then that's all. But Puig's his entertainment shoved into a body. Ramirez at third base. I think he's good again.
He's good again.
Got his powers back. Kipnis playing second base. Reyes DHing. Naquin in left field. Perez doesn't have a lot of hair catching. And Plutko on the mound.
That's a good deep dive on Perez. Jim, as you mentioned, we see the effects of the Bauer trade. Puig, right field, cleaning up. Franmil Reyes DHing in that seventh hole. He is a big boy. And yeah, I mean, you see why Cleveland went through with it. They weren't going to be able to pay Bauer anyways. They get two bats in their lineup that really spread them out and make their lineup that much deeper. And they're rolling right now. I think Greg Allen's been playing well, but him in the two-hole, I don't love that. I think they hope that Jose Ramirez can stay hot and take that over.
Yeah. Puig didn't play any games in Boston. I wonder if he was hurt.
Against Boston?
Yeah, he didn't play any. Oh, was he serving his suspension?
Could have been suspension.
I think he was serving his suspension. So we did this on Talking Baseball, if anyone listens to our general baseball podcast. But Puig, as soon as he got to the Indians, they put him in the four hole, batted him cleanup, and in his first 11 games, in his first 11 games, he is hitting 357 with a 413 on base percentage and a 984 OPS, way above what Puig is. So, like, he's been a lightning rod for them in the cleanup spot. So, we'll look out for Puig. And then Lindor, one of their best players, he's really hot last seven games, and so is Carlos Santana.
He's awesome. Yeah, you're going to see Lindor with the crazy energy, the crazy smile, and a fear factor every time he's up. And that's the biggest thing with Puig, Jim. And I think, again, this is going to enter – I don't know if it's a John Boy or Jake Stapp, but we'll have to figure out a label for him. But guys that are always threats, like Yasiel Puig, even when he's not in his best season, he's always a threat. And yeah, I mean, in that four hole, you don't want to see him come up with two runners on because he's going to do – he can do damage. And damage.
Whoa.
Most sexual player in the major leagues.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have faced Plutko. Is it Plutko or Plutko?
I think it's Plutko. And if I remember correctly, Jim, he was kind of struggling. He like snuck through an inning or two, and then he started grooving against us when we saw him this year.
Let me see. This is the lineup he faced. Gardner, LeMahieu, Hicks, Didi, Glaber, Morales, Frazier, Urshela, Romine. That's the starting lineup he faced. And how the game went is Didi took him deep in the first inning, two-run home run. LeMahieu got on with a single. Then LeMahieu got another single versus him. Then, yeah, he had a 1-2-3 inning in the fourth, 1-2-3 inning in the fifth, 1-2-3 inning in the sixth, and then they took him out.
And, Jimmy, if I – and, again, testing the depths of my memory, I want to say this was an FS1 game, and the announcer was actually being brutal to Plutko because he had been bad and the Yankees got him early. They were like, yeah, Adam Plutko has no deception in his pitches.
Oh, yeah, and his body language was terrible.
And then he went out and he shoved the rest of the way. So, yeah. Okay, that's a mini what to watch for, that the announcer doesn't jinx us.
Also that LeMahieu had two hits in his two at-bats against him, or two for three, and Didi had a home run. That's another what to watch for. Okay?
Okay.
As that is only start ever against the Yankees?
Yeah, yeah, gotta be. He's a rookie, I think.
So what's he been doing lately? So he had a bad outing against Minnesota. So not six innings pitched, 400 runs. He hasn't given up, and then 5.1 100 run, 5.13, 7-1. So he has been pretty good for them. That's good. I mean, they were on a crazy stretch. Good job. And then Chad is the opener. In his last seven starts, he's given up 0 runs.
Chad, bro.
How about that? I mean, does anyone have numbers versus Chad in Cleveland?
Someone's had to see Chad.
Do you think when Chad pitches to Cleveland, he gets memories of the grand slam after the non-review of the hit-by-pitch foul ball in game
Chad
two?
Chad doesn't have memories.
Oh, memoryless. All right, Lindor and Kipnis and Santana have all hit home runs off Chad Green.
How about that?
Wowzer. Jose Ramirez hasn't hit a home run off Chad Green, but he's 6-for-3.
Okay. Six,
or 3-for-6, not 6-for-3. That'd be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord. What's your what to watch for? Do you have one other than what we've already said?
Man, we covered a lot, Jimmy. We covered a lot. Jim, James, John Boy, how about this? I'm going lefties today. I'm comfortable in LeMahieu. He rakes. Judge might be going through something right now. If not, he's going to be Aaron Judge. That's cool. Gio the God speaks for himself. Gary looks like he might have got it going against Baltimore. I want the lefties to be mean today. Didi, he has the home run off Plutko. Gardy, been mean all season. Talk Daddy, best player in baseball for a month and a half. Mike Ford, we called you out for being in the lineup. Gimme, the lefties need to bring it today against Plutko. Knock him out early, dude.
Of the game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, cool. Big time.
That's what you meant, big time.
Yeah.
Didn't mean anything else.
What's your what to watch for?
I don't know. But first I was looking at Plutko's pitch mix. 60% of the time he throws a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Seems to be the most common pitch mix. And then 20% of the time he throws a slider, then he fucks around with a curveball and change. Like, seems like never. So he's slow fastball and slider. So, good for him. Oh, dude, my what to watch for? is like, who pitches next? Is it Lester or Lester? Lasagna or Chester? Wow, we're doing it. No, Gio Forhole, redemption. Cleveland got rid of him for nothing. He's got to go tear him apart. He did it up in Toronto. Had a good series. Swinging a hot stick. Some Cleveland fans are going to be like, the same Urshela is batting cleanup?
And, dude, you know fans liked Urshela because he had that nice glove at the time, but he just couldn't hit and he couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
So they're going to be pissed that are pissed.
Be so pissed.
Pissed. We're pissed.
No, I think they're going to be like, we're happy for him. They're Midwest fans. We're happy for him. It's nice to see him shining.
I'm pissed.
And bullpen-wise, I mean, Britton and Chapman went yesterday, and Ottavino went yesterday as well. They went through 10 pitches, but they should all be available. These are big games, and you got to kind of test yourself. So I think they'll all be available if need be.
Yeah, I think the Yankees are playing this. Hey, these guys beat up on us in Cleveland. They're saying they're the hottest team in baseball. I think the Yankees are turning up all hands on deck. I'd like to see them go Chad to Lasagna. Obviously not shocked if they go Nestor, but I mean,
they might go both, man.
Nestor versus the top half of that lineup, man. I mean, what would you expect at this point?
They may go torn off. They may go both.
They may go both.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Everybody Homer draft.
Wow, new song. Cool. I get to go first.
All right.
My first pick, I'm taking Didi Gregorius.
It's a good pick, Jim. I think I would have eyed him. That's a great pick, man. Wow.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Jimothy. Big game, intense series. DJ LeMahieu.
Wow. He also had hits.
Jimmy, big game, intense series. Brett Gardner.
Oh, there's your lefty. Four game set, so you got to kind of use everyone on the board here. So do I take Ford, even though I have no, I think there's zero chance he hits a home run, but I'm dumb and I've been really bad at the homer draft, and he's the least likely in the lineup to hit a home run, and it is Cinderella season for the Yankees. And
Cinderella
it's
easy. That sounded like it was going to be a cool Kanye lyric or something.
No such thing. Yeah. Jake just dropped his mic. Yeah, I'm going for it. There's four game set. I don't want to be spread. The last two four game sets on the last day, I had to like, I only had two options. So going for it.
Crazy that Romine's become like a decent homer draft pick.
Yeah, Didi and Ford, DJ versus DJ and Gardner. What's the over-under? Good news for you, Jake.
Lefties, you were listening.
Good news for you, Jake. We pushed last game.
Yeah.
It landed at 11.
I saw that. Wow.
Wow. Right. Oh, what is it today? I think it's going to be 10.5.
I think it's incredible that actors can bring like certain things movie to movie. Like the Owen Wilson, wow, blows my mind.
That no matter what character he's playing, it'll always
they're so good at getting us lost in whatever character they're playing in that movie, but Owen Wilson can still drop that wow, and it's a part of that character they're playing.
Yeah.
How about that? Jakey movies. I'm dumb as a rock. What do you think the over-under is?
I said 10.5.
God, that's such a safe bet. I might go 10 just to mix it up.
Bullpen day versus Plutka.
10.5. You're good as gold.
Yeah, I'm good at guessing what they guess. I should work for Vegas.
I'm going under, Jim. I think this is going to be kind of a like camping baseball. It's intense.
All right. You're taking the under. I'm taking the over till I'm wrong. And I've been right a lot lately, guys.
Been right a lot.
10-2 in my last 13. Haha. How's that for math? All right. Let's go to the chatty chat chat. I saw some questions in here. Rain delay question mark? No idea.
No idea, Bob.
I got two tied up with the Yes Network production meeting on Facebook Live. Sheesh. You ever watch one of those? Jack Curry, Bob Lorenz, production meeting on Facebook Live?
Have not.
Okay, cool. Must be nice to not have injuries all over the place. It's true. But those teams are saying...
Still do, though.
That's, well, they're saying Indians don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but those teams are probably saying, must be nice to be in first place. Have the best record in all of the American League Baseball Association, ALA. Did Lucia bring the Chisanya? What was that guy's name last night? It wasn't Lucia.
Luciano?
Luciano, like yeah, yeah. My what to watch for is the two mics hitting back to back and the fact that they could do a lot against Cleveland.
Yeah, oh. Jim, we did kind of screw the pooch. So we had the four G's are in a row, Gio, Gary, Gardy, Glaber.
The two mics. The five G's, the five G's are in a row. Gregorius, Gio, Gary, Gardner, Glaber.
No, you're a human fool. Didi and DJ are pairing up today for the D's.
Nope, the five G's are together. I like when the G's all hang out.
You didn't give him the G today, bro. He's D-ing it.
Because I only give him the G when the G's are grouped, because I don't call him Gregorius ever. I call him Didi.
They grouped.
And then the mics are together. Wow. It goes DJ, AJ, five G's, two mics.
I've got four G's, two mics, the D's, Big Judge. Yeah. All by himself.
That's more than what I've got. What do you guys think of Charlie Morton pointing out some Rays are injured like half the Yankees team isn't? Oh, I don't care.
Who?
Charlie Morton was like, we're dealing with a lot of injuries.
I was fake talking smack about the Rays. Like, they're out of sight, out of mind.
Oh. Do you care about that? Like, I read it and I was like, okay.
No. I am happy that Boston's starting to sink and Tampa's hanging in it, because I was pretty firm on that take, and I was a little uncomfortable about it for a while, but Tampa's just a better team.
When the Red Sox don't get first place, they get so bad.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all see Cash said Domingo has no more innings limits because of the IL stint. I did not see that. I do not believe anything Cash says. In a nice way.
In a nice way.
Like, he has an innings limit. They have...
Don't let him go seven against the Orioles? Like, come on.
They have a plan. Can someone explain what the over-under means? I'm not a betting guy. Yeah, so it means how many runs will be scored in the game over or under 10.5. So yesterday, it was 8-3. So that would be over 10.5. If it's a 2-1 game, that would be 3 runs, and it would be under. So it's 10.5 games today. So Jake and I have the over, and Jake has the under. Because I still see, yeah, like, I still see an 8-3 game or, like, a 6-5 game easily happening and not feeling like a blowout.
I just think there's a world where, I mean, Plutko kind of did it against the Yanks before. I could see them going Chad, Zanya, four horsemen and really trying to get game one in the books. And circling back on the betting, so yeah, if you go to Vegas, you can bet the over-under. Today's 10.5 combined team runs. The other thing they'll show on the board is you could bet the money line. So if you wanted the Yankees to win straight up, today the payback wouldn't be great. It would be like $10 to win $5. Cleveland would be the opposite. It would be $10 to win 15. And then you could bet the Yankees -1.5, and that'd be like even money, 10 for 10.
Nice. Good job, Jake.
Gambling.
Should we extend Didi before the end of the season? Nah, they'll work on that when they work on that.
Jim, here's a fun one.
Let's hear it.
I've got the teams like year... the team stats on the year in front of me. What do you think the Yankees team batting average is?
274.
272. Pretty good. What do you think Cleveland's is?
259.
250. Yankees team ERA?
478.
436.
Nice.
What do you think Cleveland's is?
415.
368.
Oh, nice. Good job, Cleveland.
Under.
Get under me. Seriously, Charlie? Like he's talking to someone else? We fans freaked out over our injuries, and you know what our manager's like? Next man up. It's resonant. Oh, he's talking to Charlie Morton. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, bruh, answer my Patreon message. Oh, okay. I don't get in there often. Sorry about that. I have a couple messages I have to respond to. Too many places. Someone invent me an app where my Instagram DMs, my Twitter DMs, my Facebook private messages, my Patreon messages all go to one place and I don't have to check it.
Woof.
Woof. Instagram sucks, dude.
It's a lot.
I have like 1,500 private messages. Can't read them. Over 4 accounts, so whatever. All right. Jake, does that end the show?
I think so. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you're a Yankees fan, check out Talkin' Yanks. This is on the podcast apps as well. Check it out as a podcast. If you're a baseball fan checking in, check out our Talkin' Baseball podcast. Comes out Monday and Fridays. Jim, send him off with your final words.
Well, first, Tyler, to do that, he's asking how to go from Patreon to the live chat. When you go into Patreon, you click the video. You click the title of the video, which brings you out of Patreon into YouTube. Then you're in the chat, just same way you are now. Boom. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. My final words are, go Yanks.
Where'd you get that hat?
Shop.johnboymedia.com.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.